This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
It's a classic, Jack Webb, starring in an episode of Dragnet, going back to very late in the run on radio, July 19th, 1955, this episode entitled The Big Bobo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to Internal Affairs Division. A man who claims he's a policeman has been accepting bribes in your city. Evidence points to the fact that he is an officer. Your job? Check it out.
The documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case transcribed from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Monday, April 18th. It was cold in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of Internal Affairs Division. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Fulton. My name's Friday. I was on my way into the office. It was 7:58 a.m. when I got to room 36, squad room. Morning.
Hi.
Ooh. We keeping you up?
Huh?
There's a couch down the hall. Maybe you can use that.
Yeah. Remember a couple of months ago, Faye was on that quiz show?
Yeah. Yeah, seems I heard something about that.
Well, one of the prizes was a dog. You know, they were going to give us a little pup.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out they were giving away cockers. Very nice dogs, and thoroughbreds.
Mm-hmm.
Faye and me talked it over and decided we'd rather have one of those basset hounds.
What are they?
One of those dogs with a little short hind legs and long ears. You know, long face basset hounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see them in the magazines. You know, they got sad eyes, always look so sad.
Yeah.
Well, they're hard to get. We had to wait a while. And I got the call Saturday. Pup was there.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and picked him up.
Mm-hmm. Named him Hector.
Yeah, that's it, Hector.
Why?
Why? Well, because the old expression kind of fit.
Mm-hmm.
Since Hector was a pup. Get it, Joe? Hector, see, still a pup. Old Hector the pup.
I was up with him all night.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't sleep. Kept whining.
You still work here, don't you?
Yeah, I just stayed up and kind of hummed to him to comfort him.
You still working here?
Hmm? Oh.
Yeah. Didn't come in this morning?
Yeah, there's a couple of mug shots over there from Sacramento.
Thank you.
Boy, you'll be glad to get to bed tonight.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Something we can do for you?
Man down room 38, Bunko, told me to come here.
Yes, ma'am.
DeBetta, that's his name, said see you.
Mm-hmm.
Want to report something.
All right, would you like to sit down?
Thank you.
Now, what can we do for you?
I think it's been too long.
What's that?
Well, I paid for it over a month ago. I'm tired of waiting.
You want to tell us about what you mean?
Well, Henry should be home by now. It's been over a month.
Who's Henry?
My husband, Henry Farwell. When I gave the man the money, he said he'd get Henry out of jail right away. That's what he told me.
What man?
The man who came to see me.
Well, yes, ma'am, but who was he?
A policeman.
Twelve a.m. We continued to talk to the woman. She identified herself as Mrs. Henry Farwell, and she gave us the full story.
When did this man approach you, ma'am?
Just a minute, Mr. Smith. I got it all written down.
Ma'am?
Got it right here in my bag. Yep, here it is. March 6th. That's when I met him.
Where was I?
What?
Where'd you meet him?
He came to the house, my house. Told me he wanted to talk to me about something. Said it was important.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know him. There wasn't any reason he'd have anything important to talk to me about. But he said he knew the mister.
You mean your husband?
That's right. Henry Farwell.
Is he in prison?
Yes. Been there for 3.5 years.
We don't like to ask this, Miss Farwell, but it's necessary.
Burglary. That's what he was convicted for. Judge told him he'd go to jail for 5 years to life.
Mm-hmm. Was this the first time he's been in jail?
I thought so. First, I thought it was all a mistake. They was wrong about the mister.
Yes, ma'am.
They weren't. Came out in the trial. Seems he'd done the same thing before, twice before.
I see.
I didn't know about it when we got married. Didn't have any idea.
Mm-hmm.
The mister's my second husband.
Mm-hmm.
First one died 10 years ago. Woman my age gets lonely. So when Mr. Farwell asked me to marry him, I said yes. Then I found out about stealing.
Mm-hmm. And this man said he knew your husband, isn't
that right? That's
right.
Told me they met several years ago.
Uh-huh.
Then he went on to tell me how the mister could get out.
What do you mean?
The way he told it, if you had friends who knew the right people, you could get out of jail.
What's that?
If the right people were paid, a man could get out of prison.
Uh-huh. And he wanted you to give him some money?
Not at first. When he came to the house at the beginning, he didn't even mention it, not at all.
When did he bring it up?
Oh, about a week later. Came over in the afternoon. I was out in the yard, and he said he'd met the people who were important, the ones who could get the mister out of prison.
Did he say who these people were?
No, just told me he'd met them.
Mm-hmm. So what happened then?
On March 14th, he told me that it could be arranged for the mister to get out of jail.
Tell me, did he tell you how this could be done?
Well, from what he told me, he talked to the right people. That's the way he said it, the right people.
I see.
If he gave him $5,000, the mister could be turned out.
$5,000, huh?
Yes. I told him I couldn't give him that much, that I just didn't have it.
What did the man say when you told him that?
Asked me how much I could give him.
Mm-hmm.
I said if I sold a few things, did what I could to get more money, I might be able to pay $3,500.
And what did he say about that? Say it'd be all right?
No. He told me he'd have to go back and talk to the people, ask them if it'd be enough.
When'd you see him again?
2 days. He came back.
What did he say then?
Told me it'd be okay. The money'd be enough.
Mm-hmm.
I got it together and gave it to him.
That same day?
No, it was 2 days later, on March 16th. That's when I gave him the money.
I see.
It's been over a month now, and the mister still hasn't been turned out. I wrote to him, but he doesn't say anything about coming home. I don't think he knows anything about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I don't want to cause any trouble. Just want the mister out of prison, or else I want my money back.
He told us this man was a policeman?
That's right.
In what city?
I don't understand.
Well, what city did he work in, or what city did he say he worked in?
Here, in Los Angeles, right here.
Did he show you some identification?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't just hand over the money without that. I saw his badge.
Mm-hmm. Did it look like this one?
Let me see. Yeah. Hmm? Just like that one. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Did he give you a name?
Yes. He said he was Jim Sorvell. Sergeant Jim Sorvell.
That's S-O-R-V-E-L-L?
That's right.
I'll check it. Did you see anything else to identify him?
What do you mean?
Well, did he show you any other cards, anything else?
You mean it might be a wrong name?
That's right.
Oh, no, I'm sure about that. I wouldn't just hand my money over to anybody. I was sure.
Well, how do you mean?
I saw his driver's license.
Did he tell you where he worked?
You mean in what department?
That's right.
Yes. It's one of the reasons I believed him, because of where he worked.
Well.
Right here in the city hall.
While I continued to talk to Mrs. Farwell, Frank put in a call to personnel. 3 minutes later, he called me out into the hall.
Let me close the door.
What do you got?
Well, I checked the personnel records.
Yeah, what'd you find out?
Looks like she was telling the truth.
What?
There is a Jim Sorvell.
City Hall?
Well, closer than that.
Huh?
Auto theft detail.
We put in a call to auto theft detail and asked that Sergeant James Sorvell see us right away. While the victim waited in the squad room, Frank and I took the officer down to the interrogation room.
Go ahead, sit down, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, what's this all about?
Well, it's a rough one, Jim. We hope you got the answers.
Now, give me a try.
How long you been a policeman?
12 years.
How long you been working auto theft, Jim?
2 years this time. I worked there before, about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's this all about, anyway?
You know a woman named Farwell?
farm, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I do.
How about a man, Henry Farwell?
No, I don't think so. No, wait a minute. A few years ago when I was working burglary, seems we had a suspect with that name.
Yeah.
Big guy. Fallen twice before, the way I remember. Bad name around town.
Might be the same one.
What about him? I already went to the joint a couple of years ago.
Well, his wife came in here this morning.
Yeah.
Says she gave a man $3,500 to get Farwell out of jail.
Lawyer?
No. Some kind of a deal. This fella said he knew the right people. Told her a little juice would open the doors for her old man.
How do I fit into this?
Well, this guy told her he was a policeman. Showed her ID to prove it.
What name?
Yours.
You believe her?
Well, no, we don't want to. We figure we get your side of the story first.
Well, there's nothing to tell you, Freddy. I had no part in the action. That's the truth.
I hope it stands up.
It's got to. I don't know anything about the deal. Nothing at all. I wouldn't know the woman if she walked in here right now.
Well, then you don't mind letting her take a look at you, then?
No, no. Bring her in.
Right? Yeah.
How'd she happen to pick me?
Told us the fella that took her gave your name.
Must be a goof up someplace.
Mm-hmm. You got your driver's license?
Yeah.
Want to show it to me?
Sure. Next line is, take it out of your wallet, isn't it?
I don't like this any better than you do, Jim.
Yeah. Here you
are. You got your badge on you?
Yeah. You want that, too?
Well, I don't
want
to see it.
All right.
Miss Farwell says the suspect showed her a badge. Says it looked good.
I don't think it was mine.
Huh?
Here.
You want to step inside, Miss Farwell?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Miss Farwell, you know this man?
Yeah, seems I've seen him someplace before. Yes.
Now be careful and look carefully. Do you know where you've seen him?
I'm trying to think.
Take your time, be sure.
Yes, ma'am. Please be sure.
Yeah, hair's a little shorter. Had a mustache before. But I can tell. I can tell for sure.
What's that?
He's the one that took my money.
Mrs. Farwell was taken down the hall where she made a complete report. We continued to interrogate Sergeant James Servell, but he maintained his innocence. He was suspended from the police department pending an investigation by our detail and the district attorney's office. A week went by. During that time, we talked to Servell's friends and the men he worked with. His financial condition was investigated. He owed some money, but he was not behind in his payments. His bank account didn't show any large deposits, and from what we could find out, he was not living beyond his means. If he was guilty, he hadn't spent any of the money that he'd taken. We asked the stats office to make a run on con men who had used a similar approach. They came back with a list of 18 possible suspects. We pulled the mug shots from the packages on the men, and we drove out to see Mrs. Farwell. She showed us into the living room of a very small house.
Now then, what is it this time? You come to bring my money back?
No, ma'am.
Well, when am I going to get it? Seems like a long time. The mister's still in prison, and I haven't got my money.
Yes, ma'am. We'd like you to look at some pictures, if you would.
What for?
We'd like to see if you recognize any of the men.
Sure, I got nothing else to do. Let's see him.
There you are, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right. Now, looked at the pictures. Now I get the money.
No, ma'am.
When do I get it?
Well, we haven't been able to recover it yet.
What?
We haven't found it yet.
What about that man you got, Servell? What about him?
Ma'am.
Make him tell you where the money is. He took it. Make him tell.
From what we've been able to find out, he hasn't got it.
Now we get down to cases, huh?
What's that?
Let's lay the cards on the table. I'm getting pretty mad about it. When I first came to see you, I wanted the money back. Either that or to have the mister out of prison. Either one. It didn't much matter which, but I did want one of them.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Now, you've got the man who took the $3,500. Got him in jail. And you tell me you can't find the money. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
You want to know what I think? You want to know?
What's that?
I think you're all in it together. That's what I think. The whole bunch of you, all in the thing together.
That's not true.
You say so, but I think different. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Friday. I'm not going to wait anymore. I want the money back or I'm going to the newspapers again. I'll tell them what's happened. They'll get me some action.
Now, just a minute, Miss Farwell.
No, I won't. I've done all my waiting already. You think that just because I'm an old woman, you can push me around. Well, you just got another think coming. I want that money, and I want it right now. And if I don't get it, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
We're doing everything we can to get your money.
Well, then
back.
You better start doing more, because I'm not happy at all. All you cops, you stick together. Well, this time, it's not going to do you any good.
You don't understand, Miss Farwell.
I think I do. Maybe too much. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll give you just 3 days to get that money back, or I'll scream my head off to the newspapers. You've got the man in jail. Next thing, you'll be telling me he didn't do it.
We're not sure he did.
Uh-huh. Well, he did. I guess I know. I'm the one he stole from. He's the man, and I want to see him in prison, too.
Well, if he's guilty, that's where he'll go.
I'm telling you, he is. What more do you need?
Just one more thing.
What's that?
Proof. Frank and I went back to the office and met with Captain Fulton. We laid out the results of our investigation. According to what the victim had told us, we had the right man in custody. But according to the evidence we'd found, it was a case of mistaken identity. 2 days later, on Thursday, April 28th, we got a call from a bartender out on Vermont Avenue. Frank and I drove out to see him.
Hi.
I'd like to see Vince Elkhart.
I'm him. What do you want?
Police officers. It's Frank Smith. My name's Friday.
Oh, yeah? Want to come back here? We can talk.
Yeah, fine. All right, what do you want to see us about?
I know I'm letting myself in for a lot of trouble. Anything you guys can do to help me out, I'd appreciate it. But I ain't asking for no special treatment.
Well, now, suppose you tell us what it is.
Well, night before last, a couple of kids came in. They sat at the bar, ordered a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they looked kind of young, so I asked to see their ID. Plain it safe, you know.
Go ahead.
Well, they showed me their driver's licenses. I checked them. Looked all right to me, so I served them.
Yeah.
Guess it made them kind of embarrassed. They only had one and then shoved off.
Mm-hmm.
There was no sooner out of the place when this guy came up. Told me he wanted to talk.
What about?
Said the two kids were underage, minors, that I'd served them and the beef was on.
Well, who was he?
That's why I called you. Maybe I was wrong serving the kids. Maybe I did make a mistake, but I sure ain't going to stand for no shakedown. Not a penny's worth.
This man tried it, did he?
Sure. Told me if I paid off, he'd forget what he saw.
Well, who is he?
Cop. Name of Jim Servell.
July 19th, 1955, Dragnet on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of Dragnet, July 19th, 1955, The Big Bobo.
We got a description of the man who tried to blackmail Vince Elkhart. It matched Sergeant Jim Sorvell. While I continued to talk to Elkhart, Frank put in a call to the policeman and asked him to come over to the bar. It took him 12 minutes to get there. He was brought into the place and confronted by the bartender.
Would you turn around?
Sure. How's that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How about it?
He hasn't any doubt as far as I'm concerned.
No.
He's the wrong man.
We made arrangements for Vince Elkhart, the bartender, to come down to the city hall and go through the mug books. He was unable to find a picture of the suspect. We contacted CII up in Sacramento and asked them to check their files. Thursday, 5:30 p.m., we returned to the bar.
No. Come right down to it. I guess I should have known he wasn't a cop. Should have known it all along.
Have you seen this fellow before?
I'm not sure about that. Seems like I might have, but I can't be sure.
Mm-hmm.
We do a pretty good business in here. A lot of people. He might have been around, but I can't name a date or time.
Mm. Was he with anybody the night he was in here, do you remember?
I don't remember. Matter of fact, I don't even remember him coming in. Just all of a sudden, after the kids left, he was at the bar, tossing me the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Really saddened me to think I'd cop that pull a stunt like that.
Well, what'd you tell him when he asked you for the payoff?
Said for him to get out of the place. That if he was going to make a pinch, to go ahead and do it, or else clear out.
Did he leave?
Yeah. Said I didn't give him any choice. Walked out.
Hello. Yeah, that's right. Just a minute. Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Catch the phone, will you?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, go right
sure,
ahead.
Sure, go ahead. Hello? Yeah, that's right.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I understand. Uh-huh. Well, it's nice of you. Sure, I thought about it. Okay. Yeah. Goodbye. You guys must live right.
Hmm?
That was him.
The phony cop?
Yeah. He'll be right over.
Frank and I took up positions in the back of the bar. 20 minutes later, the suspect walked in.
Hi, Elkhart.
Hello.
Want to give me cocaine?
Sure.
Looks like him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's sure been cold lately, huh?
Yeah.
Not doing much business.
Slow night. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Where can we talk?
It's all right here.
Now, what about the two guys in the back?
They won't bother anybody. Both guessed.
Mm-hmm. All right, Elkhart, what about it?
You mean the payoff?
That's right. I talked to the boys downtown. They say they'll let you off the hook for $750.
That's a lot of money.
Your license is worth more, isn't it?
I suppose so. But I got to know what I'm buying. Who are these guys downtown?
Well, that doesn't come into it. All you got to do is dig up the money.
How high does the juice go?
What do you mean?
Just then. How far up does the payoff go?
All the way to the top.
Yeah, we got enough.
All right. Yes, sir, you play along with us and you'll do all right.
I don't think so. July 19th, 1955, Dragnet on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he is a target in the special counsel investigation into the Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Dr. Kara Guerin, an ER doctor in Phoenix, says heat stroke is prevalent in this weather.
We see it every summer. It just seems to be much worse this summer.
Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week. Home builder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but they say that the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of Dragnet, The Big Bobo, July 19th, 1955.
This is him.
All right, mister, let's go.
What are you talking about? What is this?
Police officers, you're under arrest.
For what?
Suspicion grand theft, impersonating an officer, and we ought to be able to figure up a couple more on the way downtown.
Oh, hey, you guys are wrong. You made a mistake.
Sure we have. Stand still.
Nice clean town. You're going to be awful sorry about this.
Is that right?
Sure, I got a lot of friends in town. Some of them pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
You mind giving me your names and numbers? I want to be sure I got the right dope on you guys. The time I get through, you'll both be working so far out, you'll need a passport to get home.
Mm-hmm. Got it all figured, haven't you?
Front, back, and in the middle.
Yeah.
Like reading a story.
Well, I don't know about the first part.
Yeah.
But I can tell you how it's going to end. The suspect was taken down to the city hall. He refused to give us his name, and a thorough search of his person failed to turn up anything to aid in identifying him. His fingerprints were rolled, and while we waited for the results of the check, Frank and I talked to the suspect in the squad room.
How long you figure you're going to be able to keep this thing up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, come off it. We've got you dead to rights, and you know it.
News to me.
Why don't you tell us who you are?
I forgot.
You know a man named Jim Sorvell?
I don't think so.
Well, according to that bartender, you said you were Sorvell.
Well, he's got a big mouth.
Look, have you ever been arrested?
I forgot.
You better get your memory back.
Why?
Okay. ID, Smith. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Toss me that pad,
would you? Here you are.
All right. Mm-hmm. 46? Yeah. Yeah. Right. 52, huh? Okay. All right, thanks a lot. You better get in touch with those big friends of yours.
I will when it's necessary.
Well, time just came up. We got your record.
Hmm?
Full name, Charles Bobo Kiernan Offner. You've fallen twice in California, once for GTA, once for attempted robbery. There's an outstanding one from Eureka and two from out of state, all three on charges of extortion. Shall I read the rest of it?
How about it?
You don't have to. I'm in the box.
Where's the badge and the driver's license?
My place.
Where's that?
Hotel over on Grand.
Where'd you get the badge?
Bought it. Guy I know. It's one of the old ones. Mark doesn't know the difference.
Really? How about the license?
Made that up myself.
Why'd you pick Sorvell?
Looked like a good dodge. A cop was going to cause trouble.
Why him?
Tagged a cleaning store out in Highland Park one night. Must be the place where the Sorvell does business. Clerk thought I was him. We got to talking. Things just worked out.
What about the prison deal? How'd you build that for yourself?
Well, I know a guy up at Q. He buddies up with a prisoner, gets all the information, and cuts a letter out to me, and I pull the swindle.
How many times you worked the deal?
Collected three. The last one was an old woman.
What'd you take?
$3,500.
Just you and the guy up in the joints on all raise?
Yeah.
You willing to make a statement?
Sure.
All right, we'll call a stenographer.
Look, can you tell me something?
What's that?
The two out-of-state fees, you think they'll extradite me?
We don't call it. Why?
We'd rather do my time here in California. It's nicer here.
Yeah.
Prettier. Lots of nice scenery in California. It's different.
Well, I wouldn't worry.
Hmm?
You won't see much of it.
The story you've just heard is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent. On July 28th, trial was held in Department 96, Superior Court of the State of California, in and for the County of Los Angeles. Charles Kiernan Offner was tried and convicted on grand theft money, three counts, and received sentence as prescribed by law. Grand theft money is punishable by imprisonment for a period of not less than 1 nor more than 10 years in the state penitentiary. Sergeant James Sorvell was reinstated in his duties with full back pay. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.H. Parker, Los Angeles Police Department. Technical advisors, Captain Jack Donahoe, Sergeant Marty Wynn, Sergeant Vance Frazier. Heard tonight were Ben Alexander, Helen Klebe, Than Wyan, Herb Ellis, Jack Crucian. Script by John Robinson. Music by Walter Schumann. Hal Gibney speaking.
Well, you gotta, even back then, people thought the worst of police officers. It's sad. July 19th, 1955, Dragnet on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's a big, bold story set in the heartland of America, along the edge of Lonely Mountain, and open for business. And so Big William Gorgon, played by handsome Michael James, fiercely set down his Midwest roots.
Oh, darling, we're going to sell bathrobes and raise chickens.
Set his adoring wife, Wilhelmina, portrayed by beautiful Glenda Olson.
Oh, I love our store, Will.
But they hadn't counted on Big Ralph's bathrobes and cattle store coming to town.
Oh, Will, Will, what will we do, Will?
Will had a plan, a way of facing off against tough Big Ralph.
We're going to change the face of America. We're going to have advertise.
And for what?
With print, broadcasting, and bus benches, we're going to tell people who we are and where we are.
What's a bus?
And so the story of how one man brought advertising to the heartland.
Oh, will it work?
It will. Well, my name ain't Will, Wilhelmina. We've got to advertise or we'll die.
And so the greatest marketing story of all time is here. Advertise or die, Dopey.
Put your message on this national advertising platform. Email classicradiotheater@gmail.com. classicradiotheater@gmail.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Classic radio theater on your favorite station. Okay, Claudia and David are back home for their first confusing Monday morning with the baby. Let's see what's going on in this episode of the soap opera Claudia, going all the way back to July 19th, 1948.
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
I thought I just turned it off.
It's on my night table. I'll turn it off, darling.
All it does is ring and ring and ring and ring. What time did it ring just now?
Oh, it could be almost any time. Could be 2 a.m., 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m.
It better be 8 a.m. or I'll throw it out the window.
If I could only open my eyes, I'd just one or the other, I'd tell you.
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, thank goodness. I was afraid it might be 6 o'clock again.
How long is the baby going to be on this nocturnal routine? Seems to me like all we do is go to bed and get up and go to bed and get up.
Isn't it wonderful?
What's wonderful about it?
Oh, I've always loved kissing you good night. Even better, I love kissing you good morning. And as long as the baby has so many feedings, I get so many chances to say good night and good morning.
That is small compensation. I'm starting to feel like an owl.
Good morning, owl.
Good morning for the umpty-ump time.
That was the worst part of being in the hospital, wasn't it?
Why is what?
Nobody to say good morning to. I missed you so in the morning.
Me too.
I want to have lots of babies, but why can't I have them at home where you are? There's lots to be said for the nice old-fashioned way.
This is no time to discuss our future offspring. I haven't recovered from this one. I think now, with my newly acquired knowledge, that it's going to take me many, 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 many more months
to... I'm so glad you're enjoying it too, darling.
What? No. Well, I suppose it's time to get up. I'm exhausted.
Yes, that proves it's time.
I better put on a hustle, too. I gotta get to the office and back to work bright and early.
Work? What's that?
Oh, I've almost forgotten. I almost feel as if I should take a refresher course in architecture. I have sorely neglected buildings for babies these last 2 weeks.
Darling, if you're half as good at architecture as you are at babies, you'll be a raving success.
Well, it's getting late. I shall pull my poor, aching body into the shower.
Darling, don't worry about a thing except getting yourself dressed and down to the office. I've got everything all arranged so you can get dressed and shaved and breakfasted without even knowing there's a baby in the house.
That will be quite a novel experience. But thanks for the thought, darling. It certainly is appreciated.
Mm.
Call me when the coffee's on, Mama.
Not if you persist in calling me that, I won't. Now, Skeezy, it's your little funny face. Are you still asleep? You are, eh? Getting born must certainly be an exhausting experience. You just stay where you are and I'll be back in a second. I'm going to get your father's breakfast ready, okay with you? Oh, you're all wet again. Honestly, am I going to have to change you every 10 minutes? Oh, all right, I'll take you into the bathroom. Remember, we have to stay out of your father's way.
Hey, Claudia!
Shh! You want to wake him up?
Claudia!
David, what is it?
Hey, Claudia, have you seen my shaving cream anyplace?
Of course I have. It's in the medicine chest.
There's nothing in the medicine chest but baby things, and I refuse to shave in olive oil.
Take another look. I'm coming. But I can't come any faster. I've got the baby in my arms.
What are you bringing him in here for?
He's wet. I've got to change him.
I thought I was going to shave. Claudia, can't you wait a second?
Can't you wait a second?
Can't he wait a second? The damage is done.
It'll only take me a second.
Well, all right. But first, tell me, where's my shaving stuff?
In the medicine chest.
Now, look for yourself.
Oh, I remember now. I was putting the baby's things in. Your stuff was in the way, so I put it in a box.
Where's the box?
The box is on top of the medicine chest.
I can see that I'm taking second place already.
Darling, I can't stand here with him in my arms forever. Shove over.
All right.
Here, you hold the pins.
A human pin cushion.
Right, becoming.
It would certainly be good to get back to the farm where we each have a bathroom.
Baby feels the same way about it. You're making him feel unwanted.
Good.
Darling, listen, I have an idea. Don't you think while we're here at Mama's, it'd be easier if you shaved at night?
I have been waiting for this.
Well, wouldn't it be easier?
By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd look like a tramp.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like a tramp now. Besides, I like you when you look like a tramp.
Thanks.
You're awfully proud of your beard, aren't you?
I am.
Still, I think you ought to shave at night. I've always liked you shaving at night. You shaved at night on our honeymoon, remember?
That was different.
Why is a honeymoon one thing and a marriage another? I think it should be all one.
That's because you're a woman. Say, aren't you through wrapping up that offspring of ours?
Yep, I'm through. Now, come on, sweetie. You get back in your carriage. Your father is turning you out.
You bet I am.
He never even woke up. Wonderful. Have a nice shave, darling. Wish I could stay and watch.
That's one thing I have him to be grateful for.
Don't let us disturb you anymore, David.
Just try and disturb me.
No. There you are, Scoopums. Back in your carriage. Now listen, Scoop. You sleep tight, and for heaven's sakes, don't interrupt your father. I want him to build up a resentment against you. Goodbye, baby, on the treetop. La, 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 la. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Mama.
You up finally?
Oh, are we up finally? That's a fine question. Of course we're up finally. We've been up finally practically all night. What are you doing up?
I'm percolating the formula and boiling the coffee all the other way around. I don't know which.
My goodness, look at this kitchen. What hit it?
Your 2-week-old son. Now get out of my way.
Get out of your way. Get out of David's way. Mama, let me help.
How's David this morning?
Very busy getting himself off to the office.
What's so busy about that?
Well, this is the first Monday morning with the baby home. I like to have coffee and everything on the table ready for him.
Why the sudden burst of punctuality?
Psychology, Mama. You wouldn't understand.
Maybe if you explained it to me just in simple terms, I'd understand.
Men are different than women. They like things the way they always were. And that's the way I'm going to try and keep them.
That's a noble ambition.
David deserves noble ambitions.
And don't you ever forget it.
I don't see why one extra baby in the house should complicate things too much to you.
That's all the baby has done so far, but that's to be expected, too.
Hey, Claudia!
Oh? What's happened now?
Hey, Claudia!
The call of the wild. You better answer.
What is it, David?
Where are my socks?
In the drawer in your dresser, darling.
They are not.
Of course they are, but not in the top drawer anymore, in the bottom drawer.
No wonder I couldn't find them. What are they doing in the bottom drawer?
Well, I had to put the baby's things someplace, so I put them all in the top drawer.
Baby's thing should be in the bottom drawer. He's a lot shorter than I am.
I thought you weren't going to change things.
Doesn't count when it's a change to make things simpler. David, have you found them, darling?
I'm just looking.
See, there they are, right where I said they should be.
Have I been relegated to one drawer?
Nope, you have two. Plenty of room for your things. Any complaints?
What's the use?
Coffee's perking, darling, so anytime you're ready...
You 2 minutes.
See, it's working out perfectly, isn't it? You hardly know you have a son now, do you?
No, just barely.
Well, I'll go put the eggs on. Don't rush, or the eggs won't be cooked enough.
I don't think I'll have time for eggs.
Now listen, you make time for eggs. It's bad enough you're going to work without sleep. You can't go without eggs, too. Mama, quickly, put on some eggs.
Put them in what?
In a pan with some boiling water.
I have no more gas burners. They're all being used.
Oh, dear. What about the oven?
Claudia, David wouldn't like his eggs baked.
Well, why don't you throw the eggs in with the boiling bottles? The eggs won't spoil.
Fine, for the bottles. Because all this boiling business is over my head. I didn't boil your bottles for 20 minutes and you survived.
Seems to me that the main thing modern science has done about babies is complicate them.
How's David doing?
So far, so good. He'll be in a second. Oh, Mama, put the eggs in someplace just so they cook. Hurry up.
Well, Grandma, top of the morning to you.
And the same to you.
I'm sure this is all a frightful mistake. I'm sure it's only 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're acting as if it's 8. Give me my breakfast. I'll not complain.
Sit down in the dining room, David. The orange juice is on the table.
Well, here we are, eating breakfast just like any other morning.
Before the earthquake.
Mama, leave those bottles alone and come in here and have breakfast with us.
Here I am, with the coffee.
Good.
Well, the day certainly begins with a bang, doesn't it?
I don't see why everybody's complaining. Cream, David?
Thank you. Hey, is this cream?
It's as good as. Now, don't turn up your nose at it.
Well, what is it?
Won't hurt you.
It's good for you.
What is it?
It's condensed milk.
Why is it condensed milk?
Because it's not cream.
Who's been drinking the cream?
Nobody has. There isn't any. Oh, we forgot.
I'll take my coffee black.
You will not. It'll upset your stomach. Put in the condensed milk.
I don't like condensed milk.
You ought to learn. Lots of people like it better than cream.
I suppose you're going to say that if it's good enough for your son, it's good enough for me.
Well, isn't it?
No.
Drink it anyway.
Just this once.
Oh, everything's going perfectly.
Oh. I'll go see what it is.
Mama, stay where you are. We are having breakfast. Oh, maybe I better go see. I'll be right back.
You stay where you are. You have your breakfast with David, Claudia. I'll see what it is.
Don't stop her, Mother.
She'll be so disappointed with herself. She wanted to have this morning go well. Don't you want your eggs, David?
No, I'll just run along. Look what time it is. You both have enough on your hands as it is.
Well, you're sure you'll pick up something to eat on your way downtown?
Yeah, I'll have it sent up to the office. I'm late now. So long, Mrs. Brown.
So long, Mr. Norton. Such a to-do about breakfast. Claudia! Is everything all right?
Yep, everything's fine. He's just having a bad dream, I suppose. David, are you eating your David?
He left. He said he was late.
Well, he hasn't had his breakfast.
He promised he'd have something on his way to the office.
He just went? Just like that?
I'm to deliver a kiss.
Oh, Mama, this isn't the way I planned.
He knows. He'll get used to it.
Oh. But I've always said goodbye in the morning.
He might still be waiting at the elevator.
Mama, you go see the baby. I'm going to try and catch David. I may have two men now, but David was the first. After all, first come, first served. Hey, David. David, don't go until I say goodbye.
Yes. First come, first served.
Any talk of a party in your house, your club, or your church? Better plan for plenty of Coke, no matter what else goes on the refreshment list. If you provide guests with the pause that refreshes, you've started them off toward a good time. Whether it's in your own home or at a community affair, serving ice-cold Coca-Cola expresses hospitality in terms that folks understand and like.
Well, David got off to the office all right, Mr. King.
Yes, a little the worse for the wear.
Yes, but it won't hurt him.
By the way, I don't think I've heard you mention the name of the baby yet.
We haven't mentioned it. We haven't chosen it yet.
Not yet? Why, he's over 2 weeks old.
I think trying to find the right one is in the back of all our minds. Maybe we'll come to some agreement tomorrow.
Got any idea of what it'll be, Mrs. Brown?
Well, whatever David and Claudia want. And I never have any idea what that is.
Well, I'll certainly be around tomorrow to find out for myself. Goodbye till then, Mrs. Brown.
Goodbye, Mr. King.
As I was about to say, every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. These broadcasts are adapted for radio by Manya Starr. And the entire production is supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney.
Boy, the baby causing the first conflict that we've heard on this show, any real conflict anyway. July 19th, 1948, Claudia here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. We've mentioned building a classic radio collection of your own. My friend Ted over at RadioMemories.com can help you with that. He provides shows on cassette, CD, or flash drive for your computer. RadioMemories.com. Please thank this radio station and support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time we're around here on your favorite station. If you miss a day, you don't have to miss a show. Just go to my webpage, classicradio.stream. There you can stream our shows on demand, learn more about classic radio collecting. You can find all of our social media links, links to download our shows, and you can even contact me. You can buy me a coffee if you want. That helps us build more great classic radio shows. Many of them are hard to find, and we got to put out a few bucks for them. So your help with that is always appreciated. ClassicRadio.stream. Thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.